If Labor's got anything to say this week, it may struggle to be heard. Already on the agenda over the next few days is an estimates hearing dealing with the report into the Craig Thompson affair and more rumblings about Labor leadership coming not from the opposition but from Labor itself. From Canberra, Samantha Hawley reports.
No ifs, no buts. This will be a tough week for the government, and it won't get any better for Craig Thompson, whose pleas for a break won't be realised. This morning, the president of Fair Work Australia, Ian Ross, will face interrogation before a Senate committee.
The opposition will be seeking to tease out from Fair Work Australia what they meant by Mr. Thompson providing them with false and misleading information.
Terry Nassios, the author of the 1,000-page report into Craig Thompson and the HSU, won't be present because he's on extended leave. That won't stop the questioning from the chief opposition interrogator, Senator Eric Abetz.
And asking whether any of that false and misleading information came to Fair Work Australia via the Labor-funded lawyers.
But it won't end there for Mr. Thompson, with Parliament sitting for another week and a Channel 9 interview with a former Sydney prostitute expected to be aired within days. Attention on the embattled MP will only intensify. And the Prime Minister will be dealing with a fresh round of leadership speculation. Julia Gillard says she'll be happily leading Labor to the next election. But one Labor MP has told AM there have been a lot of unhappy people in the caucus, and they're getting unhappier. Julia Gillard will feel the brunt of those emotions at a party room meeting tomorrow, when a number of MPs will express their anger at a decision to allow mining billionaire Gina Rinehart to import 1,700 overseas workers. Backbencher Doug Cameron will lead the charge.
My biggest concern is the sort of lack of communication, the lack of coordination, the lack of consultation.
Well, even it seems the Prime Minister didn't know about this until the last minute.
Oh, I can't comment on what the Prime Minister knew and what the Prime Minister didn't know.
What does this say about Julia Gillard's leadership?
I've got no comment about leadership issues. I don't think this has got anything to do with leadership.
Couldn't come at a worse time, though, could it?
Look, I just think, you know, people expect far too much from any political party these days. People make mistakes, governments make mistakes, leaders make mistakes. It's challenging times for the Labour Party. I don't think anyone would be silly enough to say it wasn't. It's challenging times, but when the going gets tough, the tough get going, hopefully.
Weekend reports the Chief Government Whip, Joel Fitzgibbon, is urging MPs to dump the Prime Minister have only fuelled the fire. But a caucus member has told AM the weekend stories were spread by Gillard supporters who have the most to fear from Kevin Rudd's return to the leadership.
Samantha Hawley reporting.